Okay, so I've got the recording going. We were just talking about if we had a quorum or not. It sounded like this week's probably bad for many people, but I guess we should probably talk through the agenda as it is and then decide if we want to try to re-meet again next week or not. Some of these items with Global Forum coming up soon are getting more urgent, but here, let me just drop the agenda. And as Elisa was saying, I guess the good news is the survey and the blog post are out. So, you know, just as a call to action for everybody here, if you want to help promote that, that would be great to share it out. If I remember correctly from our earlier discussions, we want to send this out fairly broadly, if I remember correctly. So feel free to share.
Yeah, we'll support too.
And then I don't know if there's more to say on the survey now. I guess we just need to wait to see about responses coming in. And to your point, we'll do some analysis later, but maybe not much more to say right this minute. I see that, just looking at the agenda items, I see that somebody put a note about work group structure and leadership. I don't know, was that, I haven't looked at the, nobody put their name on that. I'm assuming Dan did that. Nobody here put that item, I guess.
I did not. Do you have the link to that? I'm sorry, I'm always all thumbs.
No worries. I dropped the link to the agenda. It's in the chat.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
I mean, I guess this is a topic we need to discuss, but without Dan here, who's the current chair, I guess we can hold on that for now. Mm-hmm. Maybe the thing to do is just to focus on Global Forum for now and talk about the opportunities there. And since Kate's here, this is a great opportunity because maybe there are ways that we can get the local community members and students there involved. So,
Kate, putting you to work literally, since we got the past 15 minutes, like, Kate, can you do this? Kate, can you do this? Kate, can you do this?
You guys are coming on real strong. I'm going to put it out there. But
sure. Well, I mean, we're just, this is open source. We're presenting some opportunities and you can, you can take advantage. No pressure. We're just showing you what the options are. And if you want to do one of them, that would be super.
You guys need a happy hour recommendation. I can unequivocally provide that.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
That's gonna do it for me today. I'm gonna
let's hear it. Let's go for it.
But you're right. I mean, when you first show up, there's a lurking process. You just want to listen before you maybe take action. So we can share what's going on, and then maybe in future. Elisa, again, I don't know. Again, we don't have a full quorum. I was hoping Dan and some others would be here, so we may, again, want to represent some of this information maybe at a future call or on the mailing list, or we can decide about action items after you present. But
yeah, Dave, I still am going to say, because waiting for another 2 weeks from today, I think is kind of putting us really close to the...
Oh yeah, totally. No, I agree. And you have some action. I mean, you have some asks for the group, it sounded like, if I understood correctly.
I do. And I want input as well. So I my suggestion, and before I kind of dive in a little bit, is just why don't we look for another time for us to connect? I think if we can do it maybe even do it on Wednesday next week, at least it gives us another.
Yeah, we've got that slot. I mean, that time seems to work for many people. So yeah, I would say maybe, okay, so maybe that's an action I can take. I can ask Dan to schedule something for next week.
Terrific. And I think we're going to need Cecilia and the events team, because I would like an update on where we are with the swag. And if there's anything that we need to do to help.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll take that action. I will send an email to the list and copy Dan and then the events team about pushing this to next week. Okay.
Okay. We've interviewed you, correct? I just want to make sure that you and Layla have had a conversation.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I will follow up on that because I did send her your name months ago. So I'm just curious. I kind of assumed it was a given. So I will follow up. And Dave, she talked to you, correct?
Me?
I gave her all the names of the working group folks.
No, that doesn't sound familiar. I'm a little behind on email. I mean, if she's reached out relatively.
It would have happened. Yeah, it would have happened before the holidays. So let me find out.
No.
I'll send a follow-up. Just to make sure. Okay, because I definitely wanted interviews with the working group. Okay, so I'll land that on the survey and the research for the report. So for the event at Hyperledger Global Forum on the opening night, Accenture is sponsoring the diversity and inclusion happy hour. We did it last year at in Basel. It was a little less structured than we want to do this year. We actually are going to create something, like I mentioned, that follows a little bit of the same formula that we did at that very first session, because we got such a great opportunity to network, and it really did bring some issues to light, because my thought process here, and I think everybody agrees to some extent, is we don't want to just admire the problem. We want to actually do what we can to help, institute some action. So at the happy hour, what we'd like to do, and this will kick off, I think, a broader thematic agenda around diversity, civility, and inclusion throughout the entire event. We want to run what we call a think tank session. So it basically is moderated small groups of conversations on set issues that we just pull into a live, crowdsourced program. So we can all kind of see what are people thinking about? What are some of the responses that we're hearing? What are some of the real issues that are coming to light? What are some of the real opportunities? I don't mean to make this all about what we need to fix. It's also leveraging up success. What more can we do here? So the structure of the happy hour is really having some quick TED style talks about, kind of what we're talking about here, set the tone, break off into these smaller groups to have these facilitated conversations with the working group members, if they're comfortable, being some of the facilitators at these smaller groups, spending, about a half hour, kind of half hour, 40 minutes, kind of tickling out some of these broader ideas. And then landing with an opportunity for people to kind of see where we are, and then landing with an opportunity for people to take a pledge of how they are going to take on, because we are a community, right? That we all have a responsibility on some level for the health and promotion and goodness of the community. What are you personally going to do to try and take this forward? So we have some other ideas on how we can that we're hoping to bring to light to identify people that have taken this pledge with some swag, to make this a little bit I know that there's a range of personalities and a range of people's willingness to contribute at certain levels. So it might be as simple as I pledge to be to just be mindful of the chats and make sure that nobody's being left behind. I pledge to mentor somebody. I pledge to be a soundboard, whatever it might be. Somebody might want to be really active. Somebody might want to be more behind the scenes. So we want to be mindful of the spirit of diversity and inclusion and make that a pretty broad, what are you comfortable with? And then we talked about doing kind of like an idea board where people can, we have these in our offices in New York, where there's just post-its with a theme on a big wall when you walk into the one of the floors. And it might say, what's your definition? What does inclusion mean to you? Or what does civility mean to you? And you can just pick up a post-it and write a thought, and you just, slap it on the board. So we get kind of a mosaic of people's ideas and thoughts that really kind of visually sends, an impactful message of diversity and inclusion has a whole host of things. It's a colorful rainbow of post-its with a bunch of ideas on what this might look like. So we could, kind of capture that spirit. I don't have my notes in front of me, Dave. Did I miss anything else that we had kind of talked about in the broader construct of what we were going to do throughout the sessions or throughout the, not only the kickoff of the happy hour, but that week?
I think that covers most of it. Yeah. I mean, to your point, it's not just limited to the happy hour itself. We really want this to be something that can be integrated into the whole event. And that was going to be something that I presented on a call today. The events team did put together some structure for us to use for the mentoring portion of things. So one ask that the events team brought to us to get that set up for success is to identify enough mentors for that. They've asked us to hit 15 mentors. So, we can talk about this now or wait until next week, but we do need to start thinking about who, so we do, I guess, if I understand correctly, at least the two main asks we have for the DCI working group are identifying facilitators for the happy hour and then identifying mentors for the mentoring session.
And what's the mentoring session?
One of the pledges that we can ask people to do are to mentor a new person to help them get involved in the community. So that can happen, that doesn't necessarily happen at Global Forum. It can happen after Global Forum, but.
I thought it was like a special session. Sorry.
Well, it is. The events team did find some space in the agenda.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, that's in the, if you look on the agenda for today, there's a couple of links. One is the mentor-mentee sign-up form. I misspelled it. I put form. Sorry, I need to fix that. There's a form where somebody who wants to receive mentoring can sign up, so the events team understands about the demand. And then the events team has asked us to find enough mentors to, be there to facilitate the conversations with the mentees. So that's one ask they've asked us to bring to the group. And then it's in the agenda. So that's the second link. So we're promoting that in the program. And so they've asked us to share that out with community members. If you want to receive mentoring, be aware that this is happening and get people excited about that. So those are two asks they asked me to bring back to this group. So yes, mentoring is happening at Global Forum. And yes, kind of longer term, like I had said last time, one mentoring session is not going to solve all of Hyperledger's diversity problems. So I personally think we need to look at mentoring kind of throughout the year, not just at Global Forum.
Yeah, totally agree with that. I think it's a good first step and less scary.
Sure.
But yeah, is there like a best practices or like a deck that we can put together that it's like, what exactly is being asked of somebody who would raise their hand and say, I will be a mentor? What does that include? So that people can, come to the happy hour, full knowing what it is.
This is where it'd be good to have Tracy's involvement because she has some of the history here and she has worked with me and with Rye on putting a more formal mentoring proposal together in the past. Swetha, correct me if I'm wrong. I think this came up on the last call and I think, you're more technical than I am and been involved in more of this than I am. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we've been very light touch in the past. We've just gotten people to say, hey, show up and be a mentor, right? I mean, there's not been a whole lot of support from our end about what it is to be a mentor and how to be a mentor and what to do and support. And it's been pretty much like, hey, we've been super informal about this.
So I'm going to guess whether that you and Kate, you guys have, and I'm sure we all have opinions or learnings from the various organizations that we've been affiliated with about what makes it a successful mentoring program. Because the concern is if we don't actually set expectations that it becomes a disappointing experience for both and that kind of works against us. So I do think we probably need to outline pretty clearly what the expectation might be.
I agree. I don't think that's been our approach in the past. Yeah, Swetha, you were involved last year, right?
Yeah, so last year was pretty informal. I think the way it kind of came about was using anybody who was an ambassador. I think that's how the reach went. And I'm not 100% sure it was really documented who was coming or who wasn't. So we definitely had a shortage of mentors. I think there are two different ways to kind of approach the mentoring. Dave, as you said, that having a single session at the forum isn't going to solve all the problems. I also don't necessarily think that the mentors we're going to get there are necessarily people who want to be more long-term mentors and be part of a more full-fledged program. So I think, you know, there is a little bit, a level of that. Like, I think this mentoring, we might want to kind of consider it slightly separately just to make sure we get enough volunteers who are willing to do it at least for an hour or two, however long we're keeping it in the forum, versus doing a mentoring program. I think there's quite a bit of value. I have met a lot of people who have struggled trying to just get involved. And sometimes having someone who's already in it just to support you or maybe push a question forward is very helpful. So I think there is a value in having like a more longer kind of a program and having people who are committing more time and dedication to it than just this 1 hour. There's definitely that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because
able to combine them.
There's a part of me that thinks that mentor isn't the right word.
Maybe not.
Yeah, because mentor seems to me that this is somebody that, you know, kind of helps coach you along. You know, is at the other end of the phone. So I just want to be cautious of setting expectations that might be slightly unrealistic, both on both sides, meaning that it's a commitment that I'm not willing to make because it sounds like it's pretty intense, versus be a buddy. And that's not the right thing either. But, you know, like, you know, there's probably a less weighty word that we could use to say, be somebody who's going to just keep an eye on this person and make sure, you know,
And I hear you about the wording, but I mean, I think the general, and I've used this, you know, example before, but I think the general thing is when you have an open source project and you put the burden entirely on the person wanting to get involved, your odds of that person being successful are fairly low. I mean, the example I've used before is you would never hire somebody into a job and sit them down at a desk and say, I'll see you in a month and come back and say, so how'd you do, right? There's an onboarding process. You have a place where that person can go and ask questions and learn what they need to do and what the opportunities are and what the, you know, what the job is, right? I mean, why do we treat contributors with that, like, good luck, you know, approach, right?
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. I mean, obviously this smooth onboarding, and you know, looking at I'm sure you could probably track and see where people get at risk when,
totally.
Yeah, because they just have, they get frustrated because they just don't know what to do and they feel like the ship has sailed.
Totally.
But maybe there's something like we do, and maybe there's stages of it, right? That you can sign up to be an open resource. You know, that it's, I have identified myself as somebody who on the ground at Hyperledger Global Forum and, you know, for time after that, that somebody can reach out to if they have questions. It's not really formal. I've just identified myself as, if you have a question, my contact information is out there and you can use me.
And maybe formal is the wrong word, but more structured. I mean, my experience, again, just to recap, because I don't know if Elisa, you were on the call 2 weeks ago, my experience with whatever we want to call it, mentoring at Hyperledger has been, hey, we've just thrown it out as a good idea. Like, I've seen Brian talk about it at a member summit, and, you know, we've done this at the Global Forum in the past. It's just like, hey, this is a good thing to do in open source. You should go do it. And so there's no structure there, right? It's been like thrown out as an idea and encouraged, but, and again, maybe formal versus informal is the wrong way to put it. But, and this is where having Tracy's input would be good too, because she had some thoughts too. I mean, so maybe we could use the word structure, but yeah, how do we structure, how do we have a structure where somebody who needs help knows where to go for it? Because I literally just got an email, just to give you one example, I literally just got an email 15 minutes ago from somebody in India who had gone to the wiki and got totally overwhelmed and didn't think he was going to be able to do this after all, and just sent me an email saying, hey, I thought I was going to try to contribute, but I don't think I can. Do you have help? And he knew how to reach out to me, I guess, because maybe somebody gave my email, or I don't know, but he happened to reach out to me. So, and maybe this is getting too far afield. I mean, I guess, you know, it seems like there's something at Global Forum versus something after Global Forum.
Yeah. And I think I do think it's the, what can we achieve, right? Because again, this is going back to, we don't want to admire the problem. What we set parameters on, for example, when we did it, like I said, in 2017, we set be realistic. When we talk about things that we connect, when we meet 12 months from now, what do we want to look back on and say we had an impact on? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be able to change the tax laws in the US or maternity leave policies? Probably not.
No.
Let's keep those off the table. So I think it's just being realistic and proud of being able to have incremental steps and movements, because those things lead to obviously bigger things, the knock-on effect. I think this is kind of the same thing. If we start with something that is manageable to get people in the spirit of the intent, at Global Forum and at the happy hour, or if that's where we tee it up, or how it actually manifests itself throughout the event, I think we're much more likely to succeed, because you've got then people that say, I'm not scared of that. It's not, I can actually process what the ask is, and it's not intimidating.
Yeah.
And I think that might be the best place to start, so we can build on that the learning, the success, and you know, the contribution versus trying to say, it's got to be, you know, we should have a mentor program where people actually get brought along through the entire year.
No, I agree. And you're right. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. And maybe that's a discussion to have with the group after Global Forum. Maybe we can invite Tracy to present some of her thoughts on what she was proposing before. And yeah, just make it super easy at Global Forum for people to say yes to us.
So Kate, I don't know if you know Tracy Kurt. She was the, she kind of led, she was the system architect for Hyperledger before she joined Accenture. But she's in Phoenix.
Oh, no, I don't. Look, here's my situation. Like, I'm kind of a dilettante in this particular area, but DEI, which is what we would call it in higher ed, is something that's very interesting to me, and it's at the forefront of my thought. In addition to that, I think that there are really key principles to diversity, equity, and inclusion that need to be integrated into the thought process of the folks that are developing these technologies, right? So that's something that is also top of mind for me as we do our work in the higher education space. We need to ensure that whatever technology we land on in the way that we develop it is inclusive of the diversity of the people that our solution is going to represent. So my interest in this is twofold, but my expertise in this is limited to my own personal experience as someone who does not look like most of the people I'm in rooms with. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Okay, and I actually have a funny anecdote, because I'm leading a workshop on bias. And unconscious bias. And part of this program during Hyperledger Global Forum requires VR goggles. Do you know the guy that most women can't wear or experience some form of vertigo with VR goggles? Because even though the development was quote unquote diverse, meaning that they felt it was representative of the people in the room,
yeah,
it wasn't diverse across the population. So the optics are off for a normal woman's face.
Yeah. What an interesting story. Oh, huh.
Yeah. So I've got a million of these things.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's a book actually that I always talk about how just the data that has been accumulated over time. And there was a great conversation about this at Davos too, the history of the accumulated history that we're living within and how data has been collected historically is so skewed that we're going to take a long time to unwind that. But your point is exactly right. How these technologies are being developed, even though more women are coming into the conversation, it is still incredibly skewed. And there are these unbelievable unintended consequences as a result. So anyway, I think that this is, it's such a good conversation. And I think you've got the more diverse opinions and points of view and experiences, I think the better. That's my, my personal take.
Yeah, great. And yeah, Kate, if you want to be involved in this group, we would certainly welcome your expertise and involvement. So again, thank you for joining.
Glad to be here.
So, and Elisa, I hear what you're saying. If I heard correctly, like we do what's the right, what am I trying to say? Like, we have big plans, but we can't overwhelm people and get them. I mean, we have some, this group has been public for a while and we still have pretty low turnout, right? Like, we need to make it easy for people to say yes to us, right?
That's right. And actually, this is where my background comes into play. There's a ton of studies about behavior, right? Which is what marketing does. We try to influence people's behavior. If the problem is too big, people tune off to it.
Totally, like global warming or something.
Totally. But if you say save this orangutan, then then people feel like they can process that. They understand. They can engage, and they can understand what impact they might have. So yes, that's a great example. And if all they're hearing is global warming, global warming, global warming, sometimes it can backfire a little bit. But if we give them bite-sized steps, as an on-ramp, we're more likely to succeed, because then they build on they build on themselves. And I'm not saying, I live in Chicago and the Burnham plan is, make no small plans, but I think we to make it easy, accessible, approachable, and make people feel like they can succeed. It is a winning formula to kick it off.
Totally. And I would say the things in front of us that are easy, I mean, and that's why I was hoping that we could maybe talk about the ask to the group, is I do think the go to the happy hour and participate in the facilitated session, and, either sign up as a mentor or mentee at the mentoring session. I mean, those are those are low bar, right? That doesn't commit you to changing the way you work outside of, a few hour or two of your time. I mean, that seems like a fairly low bar thing. I mean, is that what we want to focus on as a group to communicate out in the short term? And then we can talk about larger things after Global Forum.
Yeah, actually, if you think about it, if we do some outreach, if we identify people that will raise their hands as a resource from night one, right, to help somebody who might be their first time, it might be their first in-person event for Hyperledger, and somebody says, some of us who've been around forever, says, I reach out to me, we're going to match, do a little bit of matchmaking to say, look for me at the happy hour. And I'm going to, introduce you around. I'm going to introduce you to people I know, and we'll get you started. I mean, that is kind of the whole thought process about the networking opportunity and the conversations that we'll be facilitating on that Monday night, is that it's not forced. It's forced networking, but we're giving them a forum to come in and have a ready-made conversation and know 10 people before they leave at a minimum.
Sure.
And you don't have to, you can listen and not participate, but people will still recognize your face, say hi, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not an uncomfortable participation. So I'm just trying to think of, if there's people that want to attend the forum, but they don't want to travel there because they're, they'd be the sole person from their company. I'm just trying to think of ways to get the message out before the 18th. So they still have time to register, with the current pricing structure, but they know that there will be somebody to help them that first, that first night, intro into the first sessions.
Agreed. And I guess this is if I understood correctly, this is maybe the action we need to make a decision next week with a larger group. I mean, is there an action we feel like we can make, or a decision we can make today? Or we're just kind of talking through what we're going to present next week, or.
You know what? I think when we talk, let's talk it through on Wednesday. I'm going to, my team's already working on we're, as soon as we clear Davos, we move to this.
Do you need additional facilitators though? It sounded like.
I think we've got 20 people. Coming.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, I don't want it to be the Accenture show.
No. Yeah. So you do want.
I totally get it, but I have filler. Okay, if we, right. For however many, moderators and facilitators we need, whatever we don't cover, and these guys are trained on this topic. We've been committed to this for a while, so they know how think tank works. And I'm thinking through the people that are coming, like Tracy, like Melanie, like, you know, Dominic, like these guys are, have been, and Justin, are my research lead. These guys have been committed to the idea since we started. So, but again, so I'm not worried about having enough facilitators. We've got more than enough. It's just, I want to make sure that we have a good representation of people, you know, across the patch. And we probably need to do just a quick training session so I can show you how Think Tank works.
Sure.
It's really easy, and we will have somebody that will be tabulating the crowdsourced input. So I'm just trying to think. I think, but from a promotional perspective, like from a marketing perspective, and how we want to get the word out, I think that's something. We'll noodle on this. I'm going to invite Meredith to the terrible happy family here. I'm going to invite Meredith to the next call, so because she's already working on some stuff for us.
That'd be great, sure. And she obviously understands this into.
Yep, because the line is very blurry. We're working on getting the word out. We've got a Davos Hyperledger Global Forum related tweet going out. Like if you weren't in the cold, you know, if you weren't at Davos in the cold and, you know, snow, come to the warm and sun.
That's nice.
So we're starting to get the word out about this. So anyway, I'll have her attend, and then we can just kind of put an action plan that we can help facilitate.
All right. And we can also next week talk about the mentoring session too.
Cool.
Hey, as Swetha, could you maybe this would be good input for the discussion next week. Would it make sense? Could you poll the TSC members on Thursday to see if they want to be mentors? And then we'd have a sense of how many.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. I'll bring that up in tomorrow's meeting.
Thanks. I mean, there's other people we can ask to be mentors, but that seems like a good starting point.
Yeah. So the other thing I was wondering, and I guess I like the time slot and all the mentoring works for me. So I was planning on signing up, but then I thought, is this an opportunity for us to try to find people who are, you know, involved, but, you know, have not been involved in the mentoring side of things? Should we be trying to find people like that?
Sure.
Maybe near the end, we'll have an idea of like how many mentor slots we need or how many mentors we have left. And we could obviously, you know, sign up at that point. But looking at it, since there's only one person who's signed up so far, I'm guessing that we're not in a problem of too many mentors.
No.
Definitely the problem of too little.
So I'm looking, and I see three mentors right now on the sheet.
Okay.
One mentee, and then three mentors.
Oh, I see.
There's different tabs, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the events team said they are going to promote this as an opportunity, and they wouldn't turn it, you don't necessarily have to register in advance as a mentee. Mm-hmm. You can do it time of. So yeah, they said, I mean, if we promote it out to people who want the menteeship, that's great. But yeah, they said for us, the main focus is on mentor. So yeah. But I would assume, yeah, too few is probably going to be the problem, not too many.
Yeah. Okay. TSC is definitely a good place. I know Arnaud did it last year, so
yeah, and he's signed up.
He'd be interested again. Yeah.
But I like
it is on the agenda.
Oh, nice. Oh, it is. Great. Yeah. All right. So then maybe next week we can see how many people have signed up in the meantime, and then if we need to make another push. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the main action item for today is to talk to Dan and the events team about meeting again next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, I'll send that email right after this. And I guess I'll post the recording too. I guess we ended up having a meeting.
Cool.
Yeah, anything else to discuss for right now?
Not for me.
All
right. Hope we didn't scare you. Hope you come back.
That's a lot. I think my plan for right now is to maybe meet you guys at this diversity happy hour and see where I could potentially contribute.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fantastic.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks y'all.
Speak soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.